buying a business involves an awful lot of different kinds of knowledge. What's a realistic outcome for this program of two audio CDs and the accompanying workbook? What can we realistically expect to learn and apply from this?
I think two things that anybody who spends the time reviewing the materials, listening to the audio portion, will be able to take away. Number one is being able to honestly say to themselves that they're cut out for this. And don't get me wrong, I believe anybody is cut out for this as far as the ability to execute the plan to be able to make a small business acquisition. It's question whether or not, you know, they have the desire to do that. But I think the first thing is people are, you know, beyond that is getting comfortable with the idea that they are going to be able to have a good understanding of what road they should go down, what type of business is going to make sense for them, what are their strengths and their weaknesses, and is this something that suits the goals that they have in their life that they want to achieve. So I think it's very much from a philosophical standpoint of understanding, yes, I can get my arms around the process, but more importantly, I can get my arms around the fact that I'm able to do it. I have the backbone and I have the desire to be able to do it. The second part is going to be providing a very solid foundation of the logical initial steps that somebody needs to take in order to complete the journey successfully. That goes from identifying the type of business that is right for them right through to closing the deal. That's the entire process. But we're going to outline for them the first several key steps initially that will really take them and put them on the right road.
So in other words, I'll know by the end of this process whether this is the right route for me for wealth creation and how to begin.
Absolutely.
You mentioned goals and life goals as an important element of this. So tell me, Richard,